Welcome to the Joey Mitchell Podcast, Celebrity Interviews. Joey's been broadcasting his radio show throughout California for over 51 years and has interviewed hundreds of celebrities. Most of these interviews have only aired once. Now, he's decided to share them once again. Every week, a new celebrity with a behind-the-scenes peek into what happened before and after the interview. So sit back, relax, and get set to travel back in time. Here's Joey.
Thanks, Todd, and welcome to another edition of Celebrity Interviews with me, Joey Mitchell. Today we salute the nanny. It's Fran Drescher. Of course, you know she's an American actress, a comedian, a writer, an activist, but her best-known role was Fran Fine in the TV sitcom The Nanny that ran from 1993 through 1999. Fran made her screen debut with a small role in the 1977 film Saturday Night Fever, and later appeared in American Hot Wax and Wes Craven's horror tale Stranger in the House in 1978. In the 80s, she gained recognition as a comedic actress in films like Gorp, The Hollywood Nights, Dr. Detroit, This is Spinal Tap, that was one of my favorites, and UHF. While she was establishing a television career with great appearances on several sitcoms. In 93, she achieved wider fame as, in the 2000s, Drescher reinforced her position as a leading sitcom star with Living with Fran and Happily Divorced. On February 4th, 2014, Fran made her Broadway debut in Cinderella as stepmother Madame. In 2020, she starred in the NBC comedy Indebted. A uterine cancer survivor, Fran's an outspoken healthcare advocate and an LGBT rights activist, and she's noted for her work as a public diplomacy envoy for women's health issues for the U.S. State Department. She divorced writer and producer Peter Mark Jacobson, but still lives in Malibu, California. The national members of the trade union SAG-AFTRA, representing actors and other media professionals, just elected Fran as their new president on September 2nd, 2021. Here's my interview with the delightful Fran Drescher on 101.5 K-Hits.
K-Hits, hello.
Hi, it's Fran Drescher.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How about yourself?
Good, good. Thanks so much for calling.
No problem.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I know today is the season finale you're taping of the show. Is that right?
Yeah, we're airing it. Are we doing an interview now? Or are you just asking?
Yeah, no, we can do the interview in 10 seconds. I'm taping.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know whether...
Yeah, you didn't know whether to give me the interview voice or just talk to me. By the way, I want you to know that Twyla's friend, Jules, is the one that was made this available for me. Jules used to work for Jerry Adelstein. Do you remember?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, she wanted me to say hi.
Oh, yes, I know Jules, and... I was a dear friend, so I was happy to oblige.
Well, you know, I'm a
What is your area that you cover?
Sacramento, California.
Oh, great. Okay, sure.
Yeah, Northern California. But I'm a New York kid from Washington Heights.
All right.
Yes.
How long has it been?
Oh, gosh. I came here. my partner here is laughing because I've been here since 75, you know?
Right, so you're a Californian.
Now I'm a native, yeah.
I finally feel like I love L.A. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
And when they asked me where I wanted to do the show, I said, I want to do it in L.A. because I live on the beach, and that's what I want to
go. Oh, my God, that's my dream, to live on the beach. That's so awesome. So here's this New York girl living on a beach.
Isn't that sacrilege to say you like California, though, if you're from New York?
I'll always be a New Yorker in my heart. I have a place in New York. I go very often back and forth, and all my characters come from New York.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always near and dear to my heart. I'm very involved in everything from, you know, New York culture to New York politics, and still have a lot of family in New York.
I was so proud of you when you ran for the Senate seat. You wanted the Senate seat of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, yes, I threw my hat in.
Yeah, and Larry King's like, why the Senate seat? Why the Senate? And you're like, why not?
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of positive feedback from that Larry King interview. And, you know, that may be on the horizon for me, but the television opportunities came along and made me think that maybe I could be even more effective on Capitol Hill, as, you know, being right in the spotlight and in the mix on television than being thrown to the wolves as an elected official.
Well, you know, what amazes me about
you. They're so partisan up there. It really creates, as we can see with everything, including the budget, just a nightmare where nobody can agree. I think it's a terrible place in politics where we're at right now.
Exactly right. It's a quagmire. You know what amazes me about you is you've obviously found the secret to not having to sleep like us mere mortals.
I mean,
you're a comedian, an actress, a screenwriter, a director, a producer, an author, a singer, a talk show host.
I know. I got a children's book coming out in November.
Oh,
you know, it's really more
God.
About, I don't have a husband and I don't have children. What do I do with myself?
How do you stay so foxy? I mean, you're absolutely still gorgeous.
Oh, how sweet. You know, I have to tell you, I never go in the sun. I like shade.
Uh-huh.
I'm a real Morticia that way. Let's take a moonwalk. And
are you like a vampire, basically?
I drink a lot of water. I sleep with a cool mist humidifier at night.
Oh.
It's very hydrating. I sleep on my back.
I've heard that.
Yeah, which is very, very good for avoiding wrinkles.
I'm starting to see why you're single.
I eat mostly organic.
Yeah. I'm starting to see why you're single.
It's like you're in the death pose.
Yeah.
Oh, is that,
don't
well,
talk
that's
to me.
Catch 22. I either look good and remain single, or I look like the Krona Crawdad and then I remain single anyway. But at least I have a healthy acting career.
Well, your show is doing so well, Happily Divorced, based on the real-life disaster with Peter Mark Jacobson, her husband of 21 years, who decided to tell you he's gay after all that time.
Hello. Hi, honey. I'm gay.
Now, do you have to write jokes about it to not cry about it? I mean, was this a good
I'm not. You know, honestly, here's the way our real history went. I divorced him because he was very too controlling. I was unhappy. It was a very difficult thing for me to do because he was very opposed to it. And I had never really done anything for myself that got in the way of someone else's, you know, happiness. And it was, I always made it about him. Excuse me. So it was really challenging, very, very tough, like walking through fire.
Right.
But I knew I had to do it. And then a year later, after we divorced and the nanny ended, I was diagnosed with uterine cancer.
Oh, good Lord.
And he, you know, in that moment when he was told, and he was already living in New York, he could not get far enough away from me.
Mm-hmm.
He, when he was told, he burst into tears. And in that moment, all of the anger melted away and all that was left was the love. And a year after that around, I was coming out with my book, Cancer Schmancer, which became a New York Times bestseller.
Yes, it did.
It's a great title.
I had talked to him because we were now starting to, I mean, one of the silver linings of the cancer was that we started to rebuild a friendship. And it was then when I was going on my book tour that he said, you know, I think I should tell you that I'm dating men and I'm exploring, you know, being gay, and I feel like, you know, I'm getting in touch with my true orientation.
But after cancer, uterine cancer, who cares, right?
No.
Well, divorce, cancer, and I was already in love with a man 16 years my junior.
Oh, good girl.
So it was like, actually, for me, it was a relief of the guilt that I felt for leaving him.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, you deal with tragedy in such a unique way. You take the cancer, you turn it into a 2002 bestseller, Cancer Schmancer. You deal with this guy's coming out of the closet, come up with a show called Happily Divorced about a gay guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, Neil Simon always said, write about what you know.
Yeah.
Right.
And as well, we do.
This is kind of a common theme, though. I'm hearing this a lot more
lately. I am, too. And especially, you know, the show has given people license to really tell their story.
Mm-hmm.
Just as on The Nanny, they, you know, came out and admitted they came from Flushing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the global message of this show is love is love. And tonight is a great episode because Charles Shaughnessy is our guest star. So, you know, he was Mr. Sheffield on The Nanny.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fantastic.
That's what I love about the show is you bring back people from the past. You had your mother from The Nanny
on
the show.
Yeah, we had Renee Taylor on, and we always do a little wink to the audience.
Yeah, it's so cool.
She made her entrance as my mom's neighbor. But said, you're like the daughter I never had.
And then Michael Higgins, who plays your husband turned gay on the show, meets a guy at a bar. Who's it?
Who's Peter?
Mark Jacobson, her real ex.
Yes, exactly. So the real Peter meets the happily divorced Peter.
I love that part of your
show.
Yeah,
that was on last week's episode. But, you know, we encourage people to DVR it. If you can't watch it tonight and you watch it within the first 3 days, it actually counts in our ratings, and they do at the network. Look at that stuff. And we did get a second season pickup, though. We're very proud to say we will be back,
great,
you know, in 2012.
Well done.
We'll be rerunning it throughout the year if you haven't caught it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're very happy about the way the country has embraced the show. And, you know, it's great because the more the show is successful, the more I get to talk to people like you, and the more I get to bring up, you know, what's really near and dear to my heart, which is my organization, Cancer Schmanza.
Uh-huh.
And for all you listeners that, you know, don't know about it or are interested or are presently, you know, battling cancer or curious about, you know, symptoms or whispers that they may be experiencing, go to cancerschmanza.org and
join the
movement, because we're doing amazing things.
Mm-hmm. Cancer Schmanzer, it spells S-C-H-M-A-N-C-E-R, right, Schmanzer?
Right, Cancer Schmanzer, S-C-H-M-A-N-C-E-R, right, and .org. And it's a wonderful, powerful, empowering, happy, progressive movement that's really all about early detection, because if you catch it on arrival, 95% survival.
Right. My wife's a survivor. Yeah.
Transforming patients into medical consumers, because we have to be proactive. We have to know the early warning whispers and the tests that are available so that we can become better partners with our physicians. And then our newest program, Trash Cancer, which is all about living preventatively, because we have the power right now, today, to diminish our risk of cancer for ourselves and our family by making different choices of what we bring into our home, what we clean our home with, what we put on our skin, and what we put in our mouth. And if we start thinking differently about what we purchase in terms of those three things, you know, we will hedge against cancer significantly. The President's Cancer Panel came out with a 200-page report. It said that the levels of toxins that we surround ourselves with on a daily basis is a huge contributor to why we are getting cancer and why there's a rise in cancer in many areas and in different age groups that are getting cancers that never really got cancers before. And we're going to see more and more of it unless we start, as consumers, making different choices and giving a loud message to manufacturers that this is the way we want to live. And if you can't do it all and you can't do 100%, just start.
That's
There's
good.
Stuff available
That's good.
Out there.
Fran, I got to let you go. We're out of time, but thank you so much for giving us a call. God bless you.
And watch Happily Divorced tonight on TV Land at 10:30 p.m.
We love you, baby.
Thank you. Be well.
Thank
God bless.
You.
Bye.
That's all for today's episode of Celebrity Interviews with Joey Mitchell. Join us again next week for another well-known celebrity that most likely only aired once on Joey's show. Until now. Now you can subscribe to the podcast at patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast. Patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast. And you'll never miss an episode or extras only available to subscribers. Please visit and like Joey Mitchell's podcast on Facebook and tell us what you think. Thanks for listening.